was so excited. But some stayed in the buckets.
They take it. That's a different piece. I could be beside with the team that brought it to us at the point of the
other. These action. We've got a stupid tree.
Have we?
With many of them.
The beginning of Maseches Pesachim starts with an issue that dominates in the Rishonim, and that is the whole process of Bedikas Chametz is really unnecessary. Because the Gemara tells us that if an individual wants, they could be Mevatel the Chametz. They could declare their Chametz ownerless, and then in such a case, once they don't own the Chametz, then they won't be over the Yisra of Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh. According to some Rishonim, even if you're Mevatel Chametz, you fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbisu. So the question is, why do we do Bedika altogether? Most Rishonim have technical halachic answers to that question. For example, does the person really mean it? He's got this $300 bottle of Johnny Walker. I don't know why he has a $300 bottle of Johnny Walker, but he has that $300 bottle. And does he really mean to make it ownerless? So then some Rishonim say it's just in case to make sure. The Slonimur Chassidim say a beautiful answer from one of the Rebbes. And this will catapult us, I think, to our Avoda. And by the way, I think this answer also has implications Halacha Lemaisa as well. In the Torah's Avos Haggadah of Slonim, they quote one of the early Rebbes as saying the following. Shelo yaspiku, it's not enough to do bittel before Pesach. Shelo yaspiku bekavanas alev, elo yikanes hadavar betoich meisim bepoyel mamish. That for some reason, even though technically it would take care of all the isurim, and maybe even mekayim all the mitzvahs, but when it comes to Pesach, you need to go into Pesach actively searching for the chametz. By the way, I think this is also halacha lemaisa in another way, and that is that if you have a boy in yeshiva, according to the Chassam Sofer, which there's a lot of room to argue that the Chassam Sofer is the way the Mishnah Berurah paskins, if you have a boy in yeshiva who's going to be going to a place that already did a bedika, he arrives when they've already done a bedika chametz, then he has a chiyuv to do a bedika on his room, because he's leaving within 30 days, even if he's selling the chametz to a guy. According to the Chassam Sofer, you can't rely on selling the chametz, let's say, on the night of the 13th. Even if you sell it on the night of the 13th, it's not enough. There's a chiyuv, a karkafta de gavra, the Chassam Sofer writes, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah and Simen Tav Lamed Vav, that everybody, if he has chametz, even if he's not going to come to violate the Yisra Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh, has to do a bedika. Tonight, for the next 15 minutes, or even less, I want to try to understand what is this yisod, that you have to do bepoel mamish a bedika on chametz. So to answer this, I want to emphasize something that we've been driving at in the past and now sort of bring it home. We spoke about this in regards to Purim. Now, the Siyata is trying to really drive it home because we're at the cusp of this idea. In Avel, when I came back after we buried my father, Hareini Kaparis Mishkavo, in Avel is given an egg to eat. And the reason why he's given an egg to eat is because the egg represents the circle of life. Life is a circle. We're born, we do the best we can, and then Adam Yisoyde may offer v'sayfer la'offer. There's a circle. Most people think that their lives are one circle. But Bali Machshava point out that we actually go through, Amir Tzeh Hashem, 120 circles of life. Every Jewish year, every calendaric year, is a whole cycle of the Jewish experience, of the life experience. And we've spoken about that Shulchan Aruch ends with Purim in Hilchos Megillah, which concludes with Toiv Lev Mishteh Tamid, that the ultimate is partying, yet Shulchan Aruch for the Ramah begins with Shvisi Hashem Leneg Nisamin. We said the Ramah has a sense of humor. Which Tamid is it? And the answer is that when you start out, you're supposed to have that awareness of standing in front of Hashem, but the goal is, and that's what Purim is about, to be Megala the Hester, to reveal the end of the year. The Makom HaPatish is where Avodas Hashem, Hashem's name, is only complete, after which a person finds HaKadosh Baruch Hu everywhere. And that, we pointed out, is the end of the Zman. That's the end of the Jewish year. Purim is the ultimate, according to Tikkuni Zohar and Avodas Hashem, because you find HaKadosh Baruch Hu everywhere. You find HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Mishteh. You start off with Shvisi Hashem Neg Nisamin, and you end with Toiv Lev Mishteh Tamit. And that's the yisod of Klal Yisrael. That's the secret. That's the magic that a Jew who starts out with Shvisi Hashem Neg Nisamin is able to transform in his life. And then Purim ends the year. What happens next? Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Beretz Mitzrayim HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodesh Nisan, says the Nesiv Shalom. Why does it emphasize Beretz Mitzrayim? The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe Rabbeinu that you're starting mamish anew, like a baby. Even if you fall into the Memteh Shari Tumah Rosh Chodesh Nisan, a Jew is born again, no matter what state he was before. In other words, the whole process of starting with Shvisi Hashem Neg Nisamin, Simin Aleph and Or HaChaim, ending with Hilchos Purim, with Tov Lev Mishteh Tamid, we start all over again on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The world thinks, the modern Jewish world, which I'm not very fond of, the modern Jewish world thinks that Purim is a holiday for children. Purim ain't no children's holiday. Chayiv Adam Levisume Adelo Yada, a person who finds that Kodesh Baruch when all the Esther has the costumes. But we said the costumes are all about that self-absorbed, you know, the person who gets dressed up with sponges and they ask him how he's dressed up and they say he's self-absorbed. Purim is all about something that's a lot deeper. Purim is a lot deeper. Purim is about something that requires a tremendous amount of maturity, which is why most people aren't successful. Pesach is built for children. Nisan, it's not just your biological children. The child in every single Jew, afilu kulanu chachamim, the child inside of Meiri v'Rabbi Rav Nevin Sal Shlita. Every single person has a child inside of them. And that's why the halacha is, v'igadito levincha, you have to discuss the Pesach Seder with question and answers with a child. And what's the halacha if there's no child there? You ask your wife. And what if chas v'chalila, a person's alone? He asks himself. He asks to the child that's inside of him. How do you train children? You don't train children with ideas, as we've discussed in the past. The Chinuch writes, the Yom Tov of Pesach is full of mitzvos maisios, and he coins the famous term, acharei ha-pu'ulos nimshachos ha-levavos. A child learns how to grow by teaching the child how to walk, and the child falls and gets up again. The Yom Tov of Pesach is a Yom Tov that's full of action. What is the description of taking the Karman Pesach? Mishchu, drag, ukhulachem esatzayim. What's the Megillah of Pesach? Moshcheini acharecha, Kodesh Baruch Hu, pull us. Pull us out of the Memteh Shari Tumah. We're starting mamas as children, a child who learns to grow through action. And so the whole cycle begins again. After revealing, ba'oimek ha-machshava, ad lo yoda, a person starts all over again like a child. And here's our first takeaway for tonight. The first takeaway from tonight is that now is a time for us to ask ourselves, what pu'ulos, not what ideas, not what concepts, but as Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes, to ask ourselves what pu'ulos we could be doing, where we could create acharei pu'ulos nimshachos halevavos. Last time I was saying the shmuz, there was a Talmud Chacham that was sitting on the side, and it dawned on me that the boys should hear about this. This Talmud Chacham, when he goes to Davin, he doesn't walk to Davin. He runs. Now, I'm not expecting everybody to do that. But in one way, how could we fulfill Acharei HaPa'ulos Nimshachos HaLevavos? Shema b'ni musar avicha mina raglecha min yisiva sam. That when it comes to sur meira, there is mina raglecha min yisiva sam. It's not just to have an idea that a person thinks about the profundity of an avera. What practically are we going to do that there are certain places that our feet entirely don't go? So Pesach, we start over. Rosh Chodesh, Nisan, Achodesh, Alzeh Lechem, Hischachus, we start over. Mamish, all over again. Entirely all over again, like little children. And the other takeaway is we should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe this year I have more of a sensitivity to it. But this year, we're Zocha to begin the cycle again. To thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's given us the opportunity to learn in yeshiva. And this Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we begin another cycle of life. It's not a Dover Hamuva Me'elav. Rabosai, here's the Knitch. Here's the bridge. We spoke about Purim, we spoke about Rosh Chodesh Nisan and what Pesach is and a couple of takeaways. The ultimate is Purim. Shulchan Aruch Toiv Lev Mishnetamin to be Mitzarev to Oisius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. 65 Masechtas, 26 Sifrei Tanakh, Hashlom Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Purim v'chule v'chule v'chule. And how does Adar end? In the most interesting of all ways. Is there anything special about the last 7 days of Adar? First glance, no, we're right. We're walking in them right now. Rabosa, you know what happens today? Moshe Rabbeinu attempts to put up the Mishkan, and he waits for Hashras Hashchina, and there is none. And the next day he does the same thing, and there is none. You know how the year ends? The year ends with Moshe Rabbeinu and all of Klal Yisrael's failures. Isn't that fascinating? On the one hand, we finish all of Shulchan Aruch. We've gone from Shvisi Hashem L'Negdi Samid to Tov Lev Mishteh Tamid, and you would expect that the end of the year be this final awesome pinnacle, and that's not how it ends. Hashras Hashchina is with the first day of Nisan, with the rebirth of Klal Yisrael, Be'eretz Mitzrayim, HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem, and that's when Hashras Hashchina. The year doesn't end with Hashras Hashchina. The year ends with an attempt and a failure 7 times. And I think the Yisod is absolutely fascinating. On the one hand, the cycle of the year is complete, the cycle of Avodas Hashem is complete, but at the same time, when it's complete, when you wake up from the hangover after Purim, you realize as much as you did Purim a little better this past year, there's so much more that we could have done better. So much more we could have done better. And that's the cycle of Jewish life. The cycle of Jewish life is the toddler begins to walk and he falls. We began to walk in yeshiva, and as much as we succeeded, at the end of the day, the parents clap when the child falls. It's very frustrating for the child. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you finished the year, you fell, mazel tov, now we're ready to start again. Hagufa, that's exactly Avodas Hashem. There isn't 100%, there isn't Hashlama. The only Shlemus is the Ein Seif of Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's how the year ends. Kacha. Or maybe it's even a little bit deeper. Or maybe there's something more that's happening. There's an awesome line that Rav Huttner has in the introduction that in the new printings of Rav Hartman's Netzach Yisrael. Netzach Yisrael is the sefer that the Maharal wrote about Geula. And Rav Huttner points out that the Maharal's book about Geula, Netzach Yisrael, the eternity of Klal Yisrael, which is the Haftorah for Parsha Zachar, Netzach Yisrael lo Yishaker, most of the sefer is not actually about Geula, it's about Golus. And Rav Huttner has a beautiful line. Rav Huttner says, lo yinocha daiti, I wasn't, my soul didn't rest, ad shekomavi hisbir, until the Maharal came along and he entrenched and explained, shechorban Yisrael, v'netzach Yisrael, Hem shteid stadim shel oisai matbeah. Geulas Klal Yisrael is only appreciated. Its depth and its glory only reaches its pinnacle when it's seen in the context of how far we fell. It's seen in the context of our pain and our struggle. There's absolutely no question about the fact that our return of Shivas Tzion to Eretz Yisrael is directly connected. It's the other side of the coin of my great-grandparents being killed, Al Kiddush Hashem, being murdered by the Nazis, or that my grandmother had absolutely nothing left. And the news, when there was nothing, absolutely nothing left, and the news that there is going to be a yeshuv at Eretz Yisrael, my father as a 11-year-old boy says that was one of the highlights of his life, was the feeling that there's a rebirth of Klal Yisrael. Says Rav Hudner, you only appreciate the Geula when you experience the Gulf, not only in a psychological sense, but an existential sense, to understand the ups and downs of Klal Yisrael. Now I'll quote another Achron. Comes along Bill Parcells, the Havdil Elef Alfei Avdolois. And Bill Parcells said, it's not how you play the game, but it's whether you win. By the way, for those who were following football like I was at the time, there's a lot of Amkus, and it's a good shtickle Torah by the Achron, because the Giants, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should forgive me for 20 seconds, the Giants' style of game in the 80s and 90s was about defense, getting ahead by a couple of field goals, and then running out the clock. That was the whole shita. The most boring team around. Otis Anderson, another 3-yard run and a 5-yard run, and just another first down. Okay, genug. So Bill Parcells says, what does he say? The chalois, that's important, is whether you win. Whoever has the fanciest plays and the best plays, that's not the most important. The most important thing is whether you won the game. In Yadus, of course, it's Pumfar Kert. In Yadus, what's most important is the fact that the child walks, and this is Be'emes, Amitas Ha'olam, not only Amitas HaTar, Amitas Ha'olam, the most important part is the child walked and the child falls. If the child doesn't fall and the child doesn't get up, then in such a case, they're not going to really, really, really learn how to walk. Both physically and metaphysically, practically and figuratively. The process of learning how to walk is the process of falling and getting up. And we've said a zillion times, Sheva yipol tzadik v'kam eshtet nisht, Sheva kam tzadik. But rather it says, Sheva Yipal, in the state of Nefila, is a state of Tzidkus. And so therefore, the pinnacle that we've had of Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where a person appreciated it, and he went into the Gashmis, and he went into Purim, and he went into his life, and he found every part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, once again, we end with that pinnacle, but realizing that there are some things we're going to have to take down, and we're going to have to start all over again. Be'eretz Mitzrayim. For those of you Nebuch who have to go back to Chutz La'aretz, I mean Mekadesh over there. No, Be'emes. Be'emes. The point is that you could reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu everywhere you are. And Emir Tzashem, you'll come back. You'll start again, and you'll come back. And sometimes you have to go back and then come back. Again, and again, and again. But every Purim, every year, revealing more in terms of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not just the Nefilos themselves are a reality, but the Nefilos themselves become a chelek of the Avodas Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the Siyata D'Shmaya, that the next steps that we take, starting all over again, that those Nefilos we use to come closer to Him, that the Siyata D'Shmaya, the Gilui of Purim is something that you had this year, that something you take with you forever, but the Jewish year actually, more precisely, is not 120 circles, but of course, it's really spiral. It's not that it's going to repeat itself again, but we're going to go B'siyata D'Shmaya higher, a little bit more, and a little bit more coming back to those same places with the Yeridos and with the Kfitzos, and B'siyata D'Shmaya come closer to Kudsha B'richu, and ultimately the pinnacle of Sefer Netzach Yisrael that we should be zocheh to see in our days, Gulas Yisrael.